Representatives from the National Pork Producers Council met with USDA and Department of Justice lawyers on Wednesday in Washington. Four representatives from the producer group pushed the administration to continue to fight a case brought by the Humane Society of the United States rather than seek a settlement. The lawsuit stems from a contract between NPPC and the National Pork Board over the "Pork the Other White Meat" slogan. HSUS contends this is a way to funnel $60 million in checkoff funds over the course of 20 years to NPPC's lobbying efforts, which would be in violation of law governing commodity checkoffs. A lower court had thrown the case out, but that decision was overthrown by an appellate court in August. Now NPPC is asking USDA to fight the lawsuit to the full extent allowed by the legal system, but USDA has entered into settlement talks. NPPC in-house counsel Michael Formica says his organization has been disappointed with USDA's handling of the case.
We're not pleased. They still have an opportunity to do the right thing. They could be doing a lot more. I have questions about the extent to which they had actually read the contract between us and the pork board when the sale was originally made. There's a big question as to whether or not USDA even has the authority to order the pork board to breach the contract. I don't believe the Pork Act allows that. The contract doesn't allow that. There's lots of questions just remain to be seen about what this process is that they're undergoing.
Technically, the lawsuit was brought by an Iowa farmer and has been backed by HSUS and the Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, but Formica says it's unsure whether or not the Iowa farmer in the case actually contributes to the pork checkoff.
They just assume that the farmer that HSUS has actually is a pork producer. I asked them that question. Do you know if this guy really is a pork producer? HSUS claims he is, but I don't know. I don't know if he has any hogs, if he sold any hogs. If he sold hogs last year, if he sold hogs at any point in time here.
Formica says this case is much bigger than just the pork checkoff.
This isn't only an issue for pork producers and the pork checkoff. This is an issue for all checkoffs. Because if under USDA's precedent here, it takes one disgruntled farmer to object to something that the checkoff organization is doing, and USDA will allow him to weigh in and will stop the entire program and actually let this one individual have the opportunity to silence the voices of all the other checkoff paying producers.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.